Hi, I am Jake Savage, and welcome to the Guitar of Consciousness podcast.
Jake, I heard the Guitar of Consciousness is gifting a free online event to someone every month. Is this true?
Yes, Bianca. Every month, we will be gifting an online event ticket to someone.
Wow, how can I have this?
Take a photo of you and where you watch Guitar of Consciousness videos or podcast and post on social media with hashtag Guitar of Consciousness podcast.
I'm getting my camera out. Hashtag Guitar of Consciousness podcast.
Welcome, my friends, to my second podcast, this topic, music with and without access. I'll be talking to you about how I function without access with my music career, and now how I function with access with my music career, and pretty much my whole life. So what access consciousness has done for my life? It's transformed my life in ways I never could imagine it could transform my life the way it has done. And like, you'd be like, oh, how? What's it, you know? It's the tools, the questions. What access consciousness provides you is just mind-blowing. It's just mind-blowing, you know? So I'm going to be talking to you like how to look for a band member, how to create original music, how to play covers, how to play other, you know, other people's music, where to go, where not to go, where to perform. Like, things like this we're gonna go into in this podcast. So if that feels a bit light for you, listen on, and we're gonna be talking about that type of stuff. And briefly, what I did before access consciousness, I had a band called Deep Cast, and I was in that band for maybe 10 years. And the only times I really enjoyed actually playing was when I was on stage and when, like, jam sessions. That's the only two times I was really enjoying it. Other than that, it was always thinking about which band member to get, which drummers to get. Like, I always had a thing with drummers. Never could get basses. We eventually got one bassist, then he ended up leaving. So it was pretty much just me and the singer for like 10 years. And I didn't know where to go. I didn't know what path to take. I just always kept asking other people for advice. So if you're the type of person that you keep asking for other people for advice, that is a big no-no. Like, the knowledge I know now, that is a big no-no. When you're asking for other people's advice on stuff, you're not really making yourself valuable. The thing with access consciousness, it's about making you valuable, about making you the saleable item. So I'm going to be giving you processes, questions, and things in this podcast to allow you to go and start creating your music career, creating your life where you didn't know you could create it. You know, so when we are going to advice from others, we're not really asking what's going to work. We're not really asking what's going to work for us, for you. So before access, that's what I did. Kept asking other people for advice. And where did that lead me? It led me to drummers that we went through, like maybe like 10 different drummers. And where did that lead me? Just frustration, angry all the time, like, what's going on here? How can never get one that's, you know, sticks with us and keeps performing? Things like that keeps showing up. And with bassists, I couldn't find a bassist. And that can be for you too. Maybe you're looking for a singer. Maybe you're looking for a pianist. Maybe you're looking for a violinist or anything. Could be anything. Guitarist. Could be anything. So I'm going to give you a few things here, what you can ask when looking for band members. Like, if I had this knowledge when I was first starting, to looking for band members, this would have been phenomenal. But I didn't, and now I do, and now I'm giving it out to you guys and girls to actually, so you can choose something that's going to contribute. And I'm giving this out to you is because Access Consciousness has contributed to me so much, and I like to just spread it out more. I like to just spread it out more, do what I can, and it just brings more joy to me when I see other people having a lot more joy. Just that's what I enjoy so much about what Access has done for my life and what Access can do for you. So when we're looking for band members, you can ask. You have to ask. So if you're looking for, just say like we're looking for a singer. When you're looking for a singer, you got to ask what you desire in a singer. You got to ask for what you desire in a singer. So make a list and ask for certain, they're going to be a guy or girl. They're going to be what type of genre you want them to play in, this and that. So ask for these type of stuff. Ask that they're going to have car transport, you know. You don't want them coming over, takes you 2-3 hours to get to your place. You want them to have like car transport. Or you can just ask for them to be, you know, on time, not mucking around. You got to ask for these things. Because if you don't ask for these things, you're gonna get the opposite. You're gonna get them not showing up on time, you know. So ask for people that's gonna actually contribute to your music getting greater and actually making you some money. You gotta ask. So ask, can this person that I get, are they gonna make me money? You can ask things for like that. Or you can just ask for members just to have a jam session with. You got to be really clear of what you're asking for. Are you asking to make this a business for you, or are you asking just to have some fun? If you're asking to have some fun, well then ask for people that are going to just come around and you're going to have fun with, you're going to, you know, talk about some cool stuff, things like that. But if you're asking for a business side, you're going to have to ask, is this person going to make me money? That's a big thing you have to ask. Is this person going to make me money? So put a list, ask all the things you desire. We went briefly on some stuff there, but go into more detail. Go on a whole list of what you desire with them. And also you have to make another list of what you don't desire of them. I know this is a bit of energy on this one, though you have to ask. You have to put a list that don't asks. So you don't, you know, by you asking them what you don't desire for them, you're actually going to be able to know what's going on. You've got to get clear on this. By saying what you don't desire, you're going to get clear on it. And this way you can clear it. With the tools of Access Consciousness, we can clear this stuff. The stuff that is going to stuff us around in the future. So with the don't asks, make a list, don't asks, the don't likes or desires of what this person is going to be for me, write them up. And that can be like, I'll just give you a brief one. That can be like, you know, a smoker. You don't want a smoker, or you don't want a heavy drinker. You can put that. And then when you put them all together on your don't, likes about this person, we can do a clearing. So everything that doesn't allow to have total clarity and ease with all of this, we now destroy and uncreate it all. Yes, right, wrong, good, bad, pot, proc, all night, shorts, boys and beyonds. So when you do that, the lists of the likes of the what you do desire of these people and what you don't desire of these people, we can do this clearing right after, just to give you a lot more clarity in that instance. So what energy, space, consciousness can I be to have total clarity and ease with all of this and everything that doesn't allow that? Destroy and uncreate it all. Yes. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, ordinary, shorts, boys and beyonds. So what ESC can I be to have total clarity and ease with all of this? And everything that doesn't allow that to show up, destroy and uncreate it all. Yes, right, wrong, good, bad, podpoc, Fortnite, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So that's a clear statement of access. If you'd like to have a lot more detail on that, just go access consciousness clearing statement for more details. Okay, so with those lists, if you always look at the lists and do that clearing right after, you're going to have a lot more clarity. There's not going to be so many automatic response systems going off of, you know, frustration, of anger, of that type of stuff. So that's what it's done for me. And it's given me a lot more clarity in that area. So that can do that for you too. So do those lists, do the clearing with that. And that's going to contribute to you with your finding your person, your band members you desire to have in your life. So next topic. Okay, so when you do find someone, you got to ask, what contribution can this person be? What contribution can this person be? Then you can ask, what contribution can I be to this person? What contribution can I be to this person? By you saying that, it allows you to have that clarity and ease with this person. And by you saying that, you might not have to go to that person. You know, I might have to stick to that person. You'd be like, oh, it doesn't feel light now. The energy is like, you know, that person's not going to be a contribution. You'll get the awareness. You'll get the awareness of what to do there by asking these questions. You know? So you are going to go to the people that are more likely to contribute to your life because you've asked the question. In Access, they say, ask and you shall receive. So if you ask, you're going to receive. As long as you just keep going with it, these questions, they create. By you asking questions, that's how your life is going to have a lot more clarity and ease with anything and everything. And also you can ask, what question should I have with this person? So what question should I have with this person? You know, by you saying these questions, that's going to contribute to you with all of this stuff. And finally, on that topic, what can this person receive? So what can this person receive? I've been using that lots and lots and lots recently, and I've felt the energies, how it really does change it. It really does change it. So enjoy them. And I'm going to talk to you about a little bit how I function now with Access, with my music career. So when I create stuff now, by me being in question, it just allows me to have things start showing up in my life. When I do a podcast like this, it is uncomfortable for me. It is discomfort. Though I know now with the tools of Access and what Access Consciousness has shown me, what awarenesses Access has given me, that when it is uncomfortable, that's when true creation begins. You know, me filming this podcast is uncomfortable. Me filming my Guitar of Consciousness tour videos where I got the music and the speaking, that's uncomfortable. Where I do a Facebook post, that's uncomfortable, you know? So wherever it's uncomfortable, you've got to get around that. You've got to go around that. And by using these tools and questions of Access, that will contribute to you going around that. We don't have to go through it. We don't have to go through that yuckness, the stuckness, all that crap. We don't have to go through that. We can go around it. Make the easy path around. You know, ask to have ease with this. Like the mantra of Access, all of life comes to me with ease and joy and glory. All of life comes to me with ease and joy and glory. That's the mantra of Access. So use that. Use that as many times as you desire to. I use it all the time, pretty much. you know, whenever I think about it, I use it. So it's all up to you. I use it, it's your choice. So the uncomfortableness, you kind of just have to go around it. You know, which question can I have here that allow me to go around this? What question can I be here to allow me to go around this? When you are in question, that's when your life starts becoming phenomenal. So without the tools, whenever I don't do the tools on certain situations in my life, that's when I get frustrated. That's when I get to anger, rage, fury, hate. That's when I start hating everyone. If you're the type of person that hates everyone, well, it's because you're not in question in that certain situation in your life. The places where I'm not in question, that's where I'm going through the anger, rage, fury, and hate. And before access, that's how I functioned all the time. All the time, I was anger, rage, fear, and hate. And I thought that was the way of life. I didn't know there was a different way of functioning. Though I know now that there is a different way of functioning. I don't have to go to thoughts of anger, rage, fear, and hate. I don't have to make fights with people. That's long gone out of my universe. So if you like to have that open up for you, you're like, oh, whoa, that Jake guy's talking about, he doesn't have to function from hating people, fighting with people. What's that going to be like? Well, by you keep going with access, by watching the Guitar of Consciousness videos, that's going to contribute to you not having to go to the anger, rage, fear, and hate. So it's all your choice. Remember, by you choosing this, you can have a whole different life show up, or you can choose what you've been choosing. It's all your choice. So it's access isn't about pushing this on people, this and that. It's they allow you to have choice. This is nothing to do with like, if you don't do this, we don't like you or we hate you. It's complete opposite. You choose it when you got to choose it. There's no rush for you. There's no I got to do this now. Whenever you choose it, you choose it. That's why I like access consciousness. That's why I just love it. Is because they allow you to choose when you choose it. And then it just gives you freedom. You're like, oh, I don't have to, you know. It just gives you a lot more freedom. Though I know now, the more I choose access, the more my life gets greater. So I'm choosing it all the time. It's up to you guys. But by me choosing it more and more and more, my life just gets more ease, more joy, more glory, more happiness. Like, I'm not happy all the time, though I'm a lot happier before access. I pretty much, the only times I was happy before access was probably when I was, you know, drinking or, you know, on stage for what, half an hour, you know? Only times when I was happy. So what about the other 24 hours of the day? Though now with access, I'm getting more and more and more happier. There is always stuff that shows up. There's always stuff that shows up. Though with the tools, I know where to go. I know what path to take. Would you like to have more clarity in your life? Would you like to know what to do? Where to be? Where to go? Who to talk to? Yes or no? Well then, do some more access. Learn some more access tools. Get some classes. What contributed to me actually keep going with access is there's this body process of access. It's called Access Bars. It's a body process. It's 32 points on the head. So you lay down on a massage table and you have a facilitator that activate these points, 32 points on the back of your head. And what it does, briefly, all your thoughts, feelings, and emotions that we bottle in ourselves, that keep us stuck, that concrete us, that gets released. It's like when you take your computer to your engineer and he cleans out all the viruses, cleans out all the unwanted programs on your computer, and gives your computer back to you, and it's running clear, the internet's running at the speed of space, like that. It's like that for our bodies. Would you like to actually be like that? Would you like to have a lot more clarity? And that's what Access Bars does for you. I get my bars run all the time. It's not like you get it once. I get my bars run all the time. It's because it just keeps unlocking more of that clarity and ease I desire to have in my life. So that's all up to you. You can search online what Access Bars is. And it's just B-A-R-S, as in like normal bars. And yeah, so you can, that's all on you. And also after that, what I did the foundation, the Access Consciousness Foundation. It's a 4-day class. There's probably roughly maybe a few thousand facilitators worldwide of the foundation. So in your country, Access Consciousness is in over 180 countries. Over 180 countries. So there's facilitators worldwide. So just go on the site and you can just find an Access Foundation facilitator. And 4 days of just meeting new people. That's what kept me going with Access, meeting new people. Meeting people that don't want to be in anger, rage, fear and hate all the time. That want to choose something different. That's why I kept choosing Access. Because I like to choose these people that are choosing something different. It's Access isn't about being the same, about being in the same boat as everyone else. So if you'd like to have a lot more change in your life, the Access Foundation is the way to go. Remember, it's all your choice again. When I chose it, that's my foundation of my life changed. So that's just for some information for you there. And let's talk a bit about performing. So when you're performing on stage or before performing, there's a little tool I'm going to give you from Access. It's about expanding your energy out. So you know how when you get nervous or you get that uncomfortable energy about performing, the thinking part gets in, your mind starts going every which way. When that happens, we're going to do this tool from Access, just expand your energy out. So you can close your eyes or you don't have to. Just say to yourself, let's expand my energy out in all directions to 10 kilometers, 10 miles. Let's expand our energy out 10 kilometers, 10 miles out in all directions. Do you feel the edges of your space? You're like, oh, I can't, what's going on here? What's he saying? Well, we are not contracted. We are not just our bodies. We are infinite space. Our energy is a lot greater than we ever thought it was. So by you doing this, expanding my energy out, what that's going to do, it's going to allow your thinking brain to go away. So for that performing, where you're getting nervous, you're getting that uncomfortableness, you're getting like, oh, I don't want to do this now. It's too uncomfortable. I'm getting frantic. You're getting frustrated. For this performing, expanding energy out. I do that before I perform, before I do a podcast, before I do tour videos. I expand my energy out. Expand my energy out 10 kilometers, 10 miles. And then again, you can go further. Expand my energy out 50 kilometers, 50 miles. Expand energy out more. You can't feel the edges of your space, can you? Because there is no edges of your space. We're infinite space. So this is a phenomenal tool for performing. So it's all your choice. You can try not to try it before performing and try it with performing and see. Experiment with it. That's what I did. I experiment with it. I performed without expanding out, and then I performed with expanding out. And I found that when I expanded energy out, I actually performed greater. I didn't wrong myself for hitting wrong notes or making mistakes or this and that. My calmness, I had a lot more calmness when I performed. And when you have a lot more calmness when you perform, other people, they'll actually enjoy your music a lot more. When you're frantic and you're frustrated and this and that, people are going to pick up on that. The audience is going to pick up on that. So they're going to be uncomfortable to watch you. So if you're uncomfortable to perform, other people are going to be uncomfortable to watch you. So that tool, expand my energy out in all directions to 50 kilometers, 50 miles, and you can keep going. I do a lot further. I do like almost the size of the earth, though you can do whatever is required. By you doing 50 kilometers, that is far beyond you just being your body. So by you doing that tool, that'll contribute to your performing career, exponentializing. So on that, use that or don't use that. It's all your choice. But yeah, go over this podcast. There's a lot of stuff in there to exponentialize your music career. You know, with music, with and without access, what this topic is based on. And yeah, just keep going, my friend. Keep going. Like, two more steps, you know. Just Dr. Dane here, co-creator of Access Consciousness. When I saw a video on YouTube, he had a video and it said, take two more steps. Two more steps, two more steps. Just keep going. Just keep going. And at that stage watching that video, I'm like, oh, I just got so frustrated. I'm like, oh, I can't keep going. And then I watched that video and I kept watching it. And I just saw how he kept going. He just kept creating more videos, more stuff, more classes. And I'm like, okay, if he can do it, maybe I can. It gave me some hope. So I kept going. I did that. I did maybe like a quarter of a step. And, you know, it led me here. So it did contribute to me. Keep going. Dr. Dane here, co-creator of Access Consciousness, contributed to me. Keep going. So that can contribute. I can contribute to you with the two more steps to keep going, keep going, keep going. And by you keep going, you're actually going to start enjoying your life. Like if I bought into that uncomfortableness and all that stuff, I wouldn't be where I am right now. Dr. Dane here, he wouldn't have been where he is right now if he stopped at that stop there. Once you stop, that's it. And he also has another saying, never give in, never quit, and never stop. So if you stop, you quit, if you do that, that's it. That's the, you know, no one's going to jump in there and then help you out. It's if you stop, that's it. So don't rely on others. You have to rely on yourself. By you choosing for you, that's going to contribute to you and your life becoming greater. So use these questions in here. Use these tools I've gave you. Use those clearings. And I'll also give you another clearing for allowing to have a lot more ease with finding band members and working with other band members, other friends. So, everything that doesn't allow me to have ease with finding new band members, destroy it and uncreate it. Yes, right, wrong, good, bad, potpock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. So whenever you're doing those lists of what you're asking for and what you don't ask for, what you don't want the person to be, ask this clearing as well. This clearing before maybe and after. Just give you a lot more clarity. So everything that doesn't allow me to have ease with finding new band members, destroying our credit all. Yes, right, wrong, good, bad, potpock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. So by you running that, you're going to go to places where you are going to find the people. But then again, this clearing will find you the people that you're going to have to keep asking what you desire of them and what you don't desire of them and asking those other questions. You know, what contribution can this person be? What contribution can I be to this person? The more and more questions you ask, that's where your life is going to be phenomenal. All right, so use them. I use them. Anytime I use these type of stuff, that's when I do have the clarity, the ease, the possibilities show up. Every question you say unlocks the possibility. Possibilities, they're infinite possibilities. Infinite possibilities, infinite possibilities, infinite possibilities. It just, if you choose them. By me talking about this stuff, it just gives you awareness that you can choose the possibilities. Access consciousness is about infinite possibilities. There's always possibilities. So that's all your choice. And I've got an online event coming up. The topic, can't keep me in the box. So that'll be up this month, the 20th of January. You can get your tickets on my website, guitarofconsciousness.com. And yeah, it's a Zoom call. You ask your questions. And it just allows you to go more deeper in this situation, more deeper in whatever to unlock in your situation. What type of area would you like to unlock to become a lot more ease? So that's what these online events I have. I do roughly one a month. So yeah, all your choice. And remember, it wasn't comfortable for me to choose like Dr. Dane here doing his classes. Like a lot of his classes are really expensive, and it was really uncomfortable for me to choose it. But when I did actually start choosing his classes, I actually made more money. So don't think that by me spending money on this class, that's going to contribute to me, that I'm going to make less money. It actually makes more money. Because when I buy stuff from Access, Dr. Dane here, and this and that, he pulls energy from me. It's like simultaneously, he pulls energy from me, I pull energy from him. And then it's like a gifting and receiving. So by that, you're going to make more money. That's what it's done for me, and that's what I can do for you. It's all your choice. So thank you for tuning in to this podcast, Music With and Without Access. And choose to be the greatness of you, my friends. Choose to be the greatness of you, my friends. See you later. Until next time, love yous all. Thank you for tuning in to the Guitar of Conscious podcast. For further updates, go to guitarofconscious.com and subscribe. Thank you. See you later.